Anchorage just recorded its warmest month on record. July was 4 degrees above normal, with an average temperature of nearly 63 degrees. Brian Brettschneider is a climatologist in Anchorage who closely tracks Alaska climate data and trends. Alaska's Energy Desk is checking in with him regularly as part of a new segment, Ask a Climatologist. Brettschneider told Energy Desk editor Annie Feit that record or near record warmth has extended across the state from January through July.
And when you add all that up, it puts 2016 way out in front in first place for the warmest year on record. In fact, it's the first time for the first 7 months of the year that Alaska has been, on average, above freezing. And there's a large gap between the first and second place year.
And what does that mean for the rest of the year?
Well, the fact that it has been so warm for the first 7 months doesn't necessarily mean anything for the next few months. But if you ask yourself, well, why has it been so warm for the first 7 months, the factors that have made it so warm are continuing. So we would expect that there would be warm months for the rest of 2016 and for 2016 to almost certainly become the warmest year on record for Alaska.
Why has it been so warm? What are those factors?
Well, there's several factors. One is globally, we're the warmest year on record. The last few years have been the warmest years on record. So globally, we're starting with this very high baseline. And then here locally, Alaska is surrounded by waters that are at or near all-time record highs, Gulf of Alaska, Bering Sea. So we're just surrounded by this envelope of warm, moist air over this record warm sea surface temperatures. And there's really no place where air can cool off before moving over Alaska.
Brian Brettschneider is a climatologist who lives in Anchorage. He spoke with Annie Feit from Alaska's Energy Desk as part of a regular look at climate change in the state. Do you have a climate question for Brian? Email akenergydesk@alaskapublic.org.